This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want us to look at verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. Now, what's interesting about this is the most politically insensitive, politically incorrect statement, one of the most politically incorrect in 2014. I'm meeting people more and more now as I reach this point in my life and ministry, people who not only reject the Bible, they reject any thought of judgment. And people get angry. You want to make someone angry? Quote that verse to them and they say, doesn't God know that's politically incorrect in 2014? Doesn't he get it? Where does he come off saying we're going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ? And isn't it interesting? People will reject the authority of that statement and turn around and stand in judgment of a verse that says we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. They will stand in judgment and say, how dare the Bible say that? We don't want to be accountable to anybody in our culture today. We really don't. Nobody wants to be held accountable for anything. One of the funeral directors told me something interesting. There is a journal for funeral directors, and they were talking about just 2 or 3 years ago, the number one song that's played at funerals. I thought it would be Amazing Grace. You sang it this morning, or we'll sing it later today. I thought it would be maybe What a Friend We Have in Jesus, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds, you know, all those kind of hymns came to mind. Do you know what the number one song at funerals was just 3 years ago? I Did It My Way. Frank Sinatra's song, I Did It My Way. That captures the culture for me. We live in a culture of people who say, I lived it my way, and I'll die my way, and I'll go to hell my way. And I know that's strong. I know that's offensive. But I think there's a lot of truth to that. I will do it my way, come hell or high water. And that's the attitude that you have come across in people's lives. Some of you know Ravi Zacharias, or you've heard him. Ravi is from India originally. Probably the most articulate Christian spokesman in the world today. Ravi Zacharias. You can hear him on the radio. He quotes a Yale philosopher, Nicholas Walterstorff, who writes about his son that he lost, called Lament for a Son. When we have overcome absence in our culture with phone calls, winglessness with airplanes, summer heat with air conditioning, when we have overcome all these and much more besides, then there will be two things which we have to cope with. The evil in our hearts and death. Now, do you get what he's saying? That in our culture, with our technology, we've got phones and iPhones, and we FaceTime, and we communicate with face pictures of and visual pictures of one another because we've conquered absence, and we've conquered winglessness by flying, and we've conquered mobility issues by driving. And he says, we're solving all these technological problems, but he said, when it's all over, we're still left with two things. Evil in our hearts, in your heart and in my heart, and death. He's absolutely right. In fact, Ravi says this, there you have it. The inescapability of death and morality are the twin realities for which there is only one solution, life beyond the grave. These two questions give us a hint from the transcending view of eternity rather than being constrained by the temporal keyhole and point to an answer that comes from beyond the sun, S-U-N. Found only in the Son, S-O-N, with a capital S.
We'll conclude this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.